Čitanje knjige.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Islands, listen to me. Pay attention, remotest peoples. The Lord called me before I was born. From my mother's womb, he pronounced my name. He made my mouth a sharp sword and hid me in the shadow of his hand. He made me into a sharpened arrow and concealed me in his quiver. He said to me, "You are my servant Israel, in whom I shall be glorified." While I was thinking, "I have toiled in vain, I have exhausted myself for nothing." And all the while my cause was with the Lord, my reward with my God. I was honored in the eyes of the Lord. My God was my strength. And now the Lord has spoken, he who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, to gather Israel to him. It is not enough for you to be my servant, to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back the survivors of Israel. I will make you the light of the nations so that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth.
Premalo je da mi budeš sluga, da podigneš plemena Jakovljeva i vratiš ostatak Izraelov, nego ću te postaviti za svjetlost narodima, da spas moj budeš do na kraj zemlje.
Riječ. The word of the Lord.
Hvala ti, što sam stvoren tako čudesno.
Hvala ti, što sam stvoren tako čudesno.
Gospodine, proničeš me svega i poznaješ. Ti znaš kada sjednem i kada ustanem, izdaleka ti već misli moje poznaješ. Hodam li ili ležim, sve ti vidiš, znani su ti svi moji putovi. Jer ti si moje stvorio bubrege, sad kao me u krilu majčinu. Hvala ti što sam stvoren tako čudesno, što su djela tvoja predivna. Dušu moju do dna si poznavao, kosti moje ne bijahu ti sakrite, dok nastajahu tajnosti, otkanu dubini zemlje.
Čitanje djela apostolskih.
From the Acts of the Apostles.
U one dane progovori
Paul said, God made David the king of our ancestors, of whom he approved in these words, I have elected David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will carry out my whole purpose. To keep his promise, God has raised up for Israel one of David's descendants, Jesus, as Savior, whose coming was heralded by John when he proclaimed a baptism of repentance for the whole people of Israel. Before John ended his career, he said, "I am not the one you imagine me to be. That one is coming after me, and I am not fit to undo his sandal." My brothers, sons of Abraham's race, and all you who fear God, this message of salvation is meant for you. The word of the Lord.
Ćeš se svevišnjega zvati, jer ćeš ići pred Gospodinom da mu pripraviš putove.
Gospodin s vama.
Čitanje. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. The time came for Elizabeth to have her child, and she gave birth to a son. And when her neighbors and relations heard that the Lord had shown her so great a kindness, they shared her joy. Now on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child. They were going to call him Zachariah after his father, but his mother spoke up. "No," she said, "he is to be called John." They said to her, "But no one in your family has that name," and made signs to his father to find out what he wanted him called. The father asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And they were all astonished. At that instant his power of speech returned, and he spoke and praised God. All their neighbors were filled with awe, and the whole affair was talked about throughout the hill country of Judea. All those who heard of it treasured it in their hearts. "What will this child turn out to be?" they wondered. And indeed the hand of the Lord was with him. Meanwhile the child grew up and his spirit matured, and he lived out in the wilderness until the day he appeared openly to Israel.
Dječak je međutim rastao i duhom jačao. Boravio je u pustinji sve do dana svoga javnog nastupa pred Izraelom.
The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Braćo i sestre, iako sutra slavimo obljetnicu Gospinih ukazanja,
celebrating the anniversary of the apparitions of Blessed Mother, it was on this day today in the afternoon 38 years ago, as visionaries testify and have been testifying throughout all these years persevering unceasingly, Our Lady appeared on the apparition hill with baby Jesus in her arms. And that first day of the apparitions, when Our Lady did not say a word, that day is so significant to our visionaries and all of us. 24th of June is the feast day of Saint John the Baptist, and we know that he is the one who prepared the path for Jesus. He is the one who indicated that Jesus is the Lamb of God, who is to take on himself all our burdens, anxieties, sins. And just like Saint John the Baptist all these years, Blessed Mother has shown the paths of mercy and grace, preparing place path for Jesus and bringing us closer to Jesus. Only my Son can give you true peace and joy, Mary, as our mother says. That first day of the apparitions is the essence of Medjugorje all these years and Our Lady's presence. Nothing is more important, nothing more precious, nothing more needed than what a mother is giving us, and she is giving us God, and she is guiding us to God. Countless crowds testify from a spiritual death. It is impossible to count all the hearts and all the souls that have been touched by the nearness of heaven and grace here. Medjugorje has been going still through its process, and there was so much effort to destroy it, calumniations, inventions against visionaries, against priests, against parishioners, against pilgrims. And then at the beginning of the apparitions, it was still time of communism, and communist regime recognized threat in Medjugorje, danger. In the years past, it is hard to count all the books and studies, researches ever written about Medjugorje, testimonies, chronicles of events, countless number of books, writers, theologians, historians, doctors, experts, scientists, journalists, experts for mystical phenomena, and Medjugorje has stayed and still continues to bear good fruit in spite of all distorted stories, even fanatics who make see miracles on every step. Medjugorje is Our Lady here, is present, alive, and she continues with her calling, coming out of her strong desire to see the change and the conversion in the heart of every single man. That change and conversion we are in need of every day. It is easy to become enthusiastic at the beginning, but to continue to be enthusiastic during these 38 years, it is impossible with human strength and force. Visionaries say those we who see Blessed Mother are not privileged because you don't see her. Blessed are those who believe without seeing. Our Lady has never said, come to Medjugorje to see her. She speaks of that what is far more demanding and far more necessary to be done, and we get there by listening to the Word, opening our hearts to the living presence of God Himself. Church, after all these years, has recognized the good fruits happening, being conceived, growing here in Medjugorje. Evangelic criterion about the fruit on fruits, fruits are recognized. A tree is recognized by its fruits. We do not see the roots, but we see the fruits of the tree. We know that these fruits are not hanging in the air. We know that they are related to the tree that has its roots. And the same is here. Fruits here have their source 38 years ago. And the fruits are here: prayer, fasting, conversion, participation with heart in Holy Mass, in adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, nourishment by the Word of God, confession, trust in God, reconciliation with God, with fellow men, and with oneself. These are the fruits the Church has received from the Lord. That is what Church is preaching, teaching, and defending through the centuries. And these fruits are all the more powerful and alive here, enlivened by her extraordinary presence. We know that body has its food, but also soul does. We know that even if we eat the best of food for our body, still we can be in our heart anxious, burdened. Souls need to be nourished as well. And our souls, we are being nourished from, is recognized through our deeds. As believers, we do not recognize us. We are not recognizable unless we are in the church, on a pilgrimage, when we return home to our families, to our work, our mutual relations. Then we see how much we were with God, that then it's visible how much we were with Blessed Mother, how much did we allow God's grace to enter our hearts. Anecdote says, speaks of a tourist who came into the town riding in a cab. He was observing a number of churches in the streets he was driving along, and he said, the inhabitants of this town love God. And a cab driver said, I don't know how much they love God, but what I know for certain is they don't love each other. Brothers and sisters, people today, I would say, do not listen with their ears, but they listen with their eyes. What do people see when they observe us, you and me, us Christians? There are many of those who believe in God, or at least they declare themselves as believers, but they live as if God did not exist. If there was no God. Many times here, Blessed Mother called us to be her witnesses. Be the witnesses of my presence, of my love, be the apostles of peace. We are here in Our Lady's oasis of peace. We are in her living presence. And when man stands before an open heaven and God, I would say we are standing before the gift. Here we have been gifted, enriched. We've granted Our Lady's living presence. Perhaps we shall know how to appreciate that gift of Our Lady's presence once when the apparitions are over. That happens with us. We don't appreciate help until the day comes when we lose it. Brothers and sisters, in order to be able to receive, We need the trust of a child. We need the childish purity and innocence of heart. We ought to be grateful. Every gift that we analyze, we make problem out of it. On that level of analyzing it, there is no place for gift. Gift is always on the level of the mystery. Imagine when a child would analyze mother's love.
Što god primaju, moraju riješiti i analizirati. Zato moramo postati maleni kako bi mogli.
We have to become little in order to be able to receive the gift. I praise you, O Lord, for you have revealed the mysteries of the kingdom to the little ones. That means to those who are of a simple heart, those who know how to receive and embrace love, open the door of their life and household. In order to be able to understand, Međugorje, it will always remain mystery. In order to understand it, we ought to kneel. Only in prayer can we understand. In prayer can we understand this mystery of God's presence. And we shall never reach the truth with discussions. We get to truth only through the encounter with persons. These personal encounters were happening, and I believe will be happening all the more through the grace of God, right here. And Our Lady's apparitions are God's grace. There is an anecdote that speaks of an atheist who heard of a priest who, encountering people, helped them a great deal with their advices, and this atheist wanted to encounter that priest, to speak with him, to learn about his ways, his way of thinking, wanted to ask him to present his convictions and facts. And so one day, atheist goes to the rectory, approaching it. Priest saw him through the window approaching, walks out of the house, received an atheist kindly, offered him a chair, and asked him to please wait because there were already several people waiting in line to speak with the priest. And when finally his time came, an atheist, or at least he was declaring himself an atheist, as they spoke for a longer while, each one presenting one's own proofs, atheist says in the end, "Father, I have decided to ask for baptism. I want to enter the church and become the member of the church to receive the sacraments." And priest now, being curious, asks the man, "Please tell me, what argument, which proof of those I presented convinced you the most to make such a decision?" And now, once upon a time, atheist says, "You know which argument? The fact that you offered me a chair to sit." Brothers and sisters, only love can change the heart. No proofs, no arguments, no conversations, discussions. God has given us common sense and reason, but it's limited. Faith is nothing that opposes common sense, but surpasses it. We know that we cannot listen to the music with eyes. We cannot, with our ears, admire the beauty of nature. So with reason, with common sense, we can never grasp the boundless love of God. What made God himself to incarnate into this world, to shed his own blood for us, to redeem us and to save us? Here we are standing before the mystery of God's gift and nearness. As I said, many are here and they are only one encounter is enough of that inner sight, only one sight of your loving mother to heal you and cure you. It is enough to pause in the quiet presence of mother to be enlightened by peace and be completely free. Brothers and sisters, many here have experienced Mary as mother exactly like that. She continues doing it all the more power in a more powerful way, rising us from the dead without taking anybody's freedom away. Do not forget, little children, Blessed Mother says, your freedom is your weakness. Therefore, follow my messages with seriousness. And if we are here in Medjugorje or somewhere else, if we have experienced powerfully a grace of conversion, it is not guaranteeing us future and salvation. In our freedom, we can always fall astray from God. We have always to watch, to pray, and Jesus is a warning and admonition, watch and pray in order not to fall in temptation. All the slavery, all the destruction start in abuse of human freedom. Therefore, we need to submit ourselves to the will of God. And Our Lady here is guiding us, teaching us to have foundation on a solid ground, which is Eucharist and confession, which are two signs of His presence till the end of time. The foundations of the Church are here. This is where our eternity is, in confession and Eucharist. God, brothers and sisters, gives Himself to a soul in the measure of which soul itself opens itself up to God and is willing to surrender to God. Our Heavenly Mother, Mary, entirely trusted God. Her whole life can be expressed with two simple words, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord," and "Let it be done according to thy word." After she answered God's calling, her path starts along which Jesus will walk, and all of those who are of Christ and that is alive and full of suffering, cross, anxiety, questions, a lot of wondering. And we know that Mary lived all that in silence and surrender, just pondering all these events in her heart, treasuring them there. She did not have answers to all of the questions, but when she gave her answer to God's calling, her persecution started. We wonder, why is Mary so persecuted? As soon as she said yes to God in Nazareth, she was persecuted. Even here, from the beginning, she was doubted in priests, in visionaries, in parishioners, in pilgrims, and all who want to be of God. Blessed Virgin Mary persecuted, although she did not force or try to seduce anybody, but always lovingly, gently, motherly advises us, whatever Jesus tells you, do it. Isn't Jesus today, brothers and sisters, still persecuted in so many Christians throughout the world? Aren't churches even today sacrileged, burnt, destroyed?
where fate and everything related to it is being ridiculed. If we want to belong to Christ, let us not expect anybody applauding us. The world will not applaud us, but let us not expect anything less than the glory that belongs to Jesus Christ. At the beginning of the creation of the world, God said, and everything happened. It is God's word at the beginning as well as in the end of the world. And Our Lady here said, my heart will triumph. My heart will gain victory in spite of all suffering and affliction, in spite of being exposed to trials and temptations of faith. She still prays, my soul magnifies the Lord. Because in her heart she saw God, greatest treasure of all the treasures of the world, and to that treasure she wants to lead both you and me. Dear children, help me to help you. Dear children, unless you pray, I cannot help you. Let us help Heavenly Mother, who says that she feels pain over every single heart that is apart from hers. And her heart is not made of wood or plastic. Her heart is filled with love, with longing and desire to lead us to Jesus. It is what mother is doing all the time, every mother. We do not feel the pain of the heart of our mother because our heart is not as pure, because our heart is incapable of loving as much as she loves. All these years, the length of apparition tell us how God is patient. The Blessed Mother says this is the time of grace. We can conclude from this that there will be time when that grace will be denied to us. Therefore, claim the grace now, as Saint Louis Ponton says, I want to share all the graces and blessings through Our Lady's Immaculate Heart and her motherly immaculate hands. Amen.
Vjerujemo jednoga Boga.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there, He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Raspe također za nas pod Poncijem Pilatom mučen i pokopan, i uskrsno treći dan po Svetom pismu, i uzašao na nebo sjedi s desne Ocu, i opet će doći u slavi suditi žive i mrtve, i njegovu kraljevstvu neće biti kraja. I u duha svetoga gospodina i životvorca, koji izlazi od oca i sina, koji se s ocem i sinom skupa časti i zajedno slavi, koji je govorio po prorocima i u jednu svetu katoličku i apostolsku crkvu, ispovjedam jedno krštenje za oproštenje grijeha i iščekujem uskrsnuće mrtvih i život budućega vijeka. Amen. Pomolimo se, braćo i sestre, nebeskom Ocu.
Ivana Krstitelja posvetio si u majčinu krilu.
You sanctify John the Baptist in mother's womb. Sanctify us all through the sacrament of baptism. We pray to the Lord.
Ivanovo rođenje obradovalo je mnoge.
Brought joy to many. May there be many births among our people for a greater joy of us all, we pray to the Lord.
Daj da svi kršćani radosno svjedoče ljubav Kristu.
Joyfully bear witness for the love of Christ the Savior, we pray to the Lord.
Daj da prestanu svaka osveta i ubijanje.
May revenge and killing cease not only in our homeland but throughout the world, we pray to the Lord.
Daj da naši pokojnici dođu u nebesko društvo.
Let once join a heavenly crowd, John the Baptist and all the saints, we pray to the Lord.
Primi, Gospodine, naše molitve koje smo ti uputili na svetkovinu svetog Ivana Krstitelja.
We place these offerings on your altar, O Lord, to celebrate with fitting honor the nativity of him who both foretold the coming of the world's Savior and pointed him out when he came, who lives and reigns forever and ever.